Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Perek Tes, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So if you recall yesterday, in Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, we said that there are four different types of cases. Some cases where a woman is allowed to be married to her husband, but there's an Isser with her Yavam. Somewhere it's the reverse. Somewhere she's Mutter to both. Somewhere she's Aser to both. So we're going to focus on, in yesterday's Mishnah, we only learned the cases where she was Mutter to her husband, but Aser to the Yavam. So now we go into the other three categories. V'eilu Mutaros Liv Mehen, V'Aserus The following cases are women who are mutter to be with their yavams, but they're not allowed to be with their original husbands. Kohen gadol shekiddush almana. Kohen gadol does kiddushin on an almana, which is also v'yesh lo ach kohen hediot. But he has a brother who's a kohen hediot, and a kohen hediot, while he's allowed to marry, while he's not allowed to marry a grusha, is allowed to marry an almana. So there would be no problem with the brother doing the yibum. Kasher shenasa chalala. You have a kasher person marries a chalala. A kosher kohen marries a chalala, so that's aser. V'yesh lo achalal, but he has a brother who's a chalal who would be allowed to marry a chalala. Number three, Yisrael shenasa mamzeris. You have Yisrael who marries a mamzeris, which is absolutely prohibited. But v'yesh lo ach mamzer, he has a brother who's a mamzer, so he would have been allowed to marry the mamzeris. Number four, mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael. V'yesh lo ach Yisrael. You have a mamzer who marries a bas Yisrael. That's aser because he's a mamzer, but he has a brother who's a Yisrael who could have married this bas Yisrael. In all those cases, the women are mutter to the yavam, but they are usher to their husbands. So that's category two. Now we have category three. Asurus le'elu vile'elu. Women who are usher both to their husbands as well as to the yavams. Kohen gadol shenasa salmana v'yeshlo ach kohen gadol o kohen hediot. If Kohen Gadol marries an Almana and he has a brother who's either a Kohen Gadol or he's a Kohen Hediot, because they're both Aser to her once the first husband slept with her, and therefore they're not allowed to do Yibum with her, because once the Kohen Gadol married the Almana, had Nisun with her and slept with her, she's Aser even to a regular Kohen, because she is now a Chalala, meaning since it was Nisr Lav in the first marriage, she becomes a Chalala. Or Kasher Shunasa Chalala, Kasher marries a Chalala, V'yeshal Ach Kasher, and he has a brother who's also a Kasher Kohen, so neither of them are allowed to marry a Chalala. Yisrael Shanasa Mamzeres, Yisrael Ach Yisrael. A regular Yisrael marries a Mamzeres, so that's Aser, because she's a Mamzeres, and his brother's also Yisrael, is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres. Or Mamzer Shanasa Bas Yisrael, Yisrael Ach Mamzer. A Mamzer marries a Bas Yisrael, so that's Aser, because he's a Mamzer, but his brother's also a Mamzer, would have been Aser also. So Aser will say Elu V'Elu. In those cases, they're Aser both to their husbands and to the Yavim. And then the final category, Vishar Kalanashim, Mutar Sabalein, Uli of Mehen. All other normal cases, they're mutter to their husbands and to their yavams. So now Mishnah Gimel. So once we discussed the halachic status of yibum for women who are asur midaraisa to their husbands or asur midaraisa to their yavams, what about if the isser is only midarabanan? Shnios midivrei sofrim. When it comes to shnios la'arayos, which are only asur midarabanan, shnia lebal v'lo shnia liyavam. If she's a shnia to her husband, but not a shnia to the yavam, asur lebal mutaras liyavam. So she's asura to her husband, but she's mutter to the yavam. Even though the first marriage was aser midrabanan, it is a marriage, and therefore she's allowed to do yibum. Shnia liyavam v'lo shnia lebal. If she's a shnia to the yavam and not to the baal, aser liyavam muteres lebal. She's aser midaraisa to the yavam, but she's muteres to the baal. And therefore, you have to do chalitza, because on the daraisa level, there's still a zika. Shnia lezeh lezeh, if a woman is a shnia for both the husband and the yavam, asura lezeh lezeh, and she's asur midrabanan both to the husband and to the yavam. She's not allowed to be married to either one, and if she did marry one of them, and the man dies without children, she cannot do yibum, you gotta do chalitza. Now, if a man married a shnia in violation of the isur midrabanan, even though they are married, the chamim made a penalty by telling her that she's not allowed to get certain things that a woman normally gets out of a marriage. Ein la lo ksuba, for example, she does not get a ksuba, velo peros, she doesn't get payment for any peros that her husband has used, velo mezonos, she doesn't receive mezonos from her husband, sustenance, support, velo velaos, she doesn't get paid for any property that gets worn out over the course of time that she brought into the marriage, vavlad kasher, but even though the marriage is aser, if they have a child, the child is a kasher child, meaning unlike a case where there's an erva, where the child is as a mamzer, over here the child is not a mamzer. But we do say that the husband has to divorce her because this marriage is not an acceptable marriage. However, when it comes to a doraisa, and this a doraisa in the marriage, when the marriage itself is nisa doraisa, or by sol nosel mamzer, yesh len ksuba, then they do receive a ksuba as well as, you know, peros and blaos and all those other things. Because since it's nisa midaraisa, the chum weren't worried that people are going to start just violating these isurim, but shnios people may not take as seriously. So the chum had to be chmiru b'divrayim yoser mishal Torah. They had to be more machmir on the din d'rabbanan than they were on the, ironically, on the din d'oraisa. So let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Beis, we said the following cases are cases of women who are mutter to their yavam but aser to their husband. If a kohen gadol marries an almana but his brother's kohen hadyot. Second, if a kasher marries a chalala, but his brother is a chalal. Third, a Yisrael marries a mamzeres, but his brother is a mamzer. And fourth, a mamzer marries a bas Yisrael, and his brother is a Yisrael. And then we had cases where they're usher, where the woman is usher both to her husband and to the yavam. And first, a kohen gadol marries an alman, and his brother is also a kohen gadol, or even a kohen hadyot for that matter, because she becomes a chalala through that marriage, through that first marriage. Second, a kasher marries a chalala, and he has a brother who's also a kasher. Third, a Yisrael who marries a mamzeres, and he has a brother who's also a Yisrael. Fourth, a mamzer who marries a bas Yisrael, and he has a brother who's also a mamzer. And then a Mishnah Gimel, we said, then the last category is people are mutter to both their husbands and the yavam, that's just a regular person. Then a Mishnah Gimel, we said that there's a, that when the marriage is only asur midrabanan, that it's shniel saharaya, so if it's a shniel saharaya to the first husband, but not to the yavam, so she's asura to the husband, but not asura to the yavam. If she's a shniel to the yavam and not to the husband, so she's asura to the yavam. He's going to only be able to do chalitza, but she's muteras to her husband. If she's a shniya to both, then she can't be with either one of them. And if a woman gets married in violation of shniya sarayos, she loses her ksuba, peros, mizonos, blaos, and but the child at least is going to be kosher, but we do not allow that marriage to continue. Ironically, if her marriage were a nisra daraisa, like an alman, kohen gadol, grusha v'chalitza, kohen hadin, mamzeres, nesin, yisrael, basol, nesin, mamzer, we would allow her to have her ksuba, her peros, and her blaos. The vlad would also be kosher, and we would also tell them to get divorced. But we would allow her to have those benefits because we're not worried that people are going to just go violating Yisum Daraisa left and right. We know that people typically take Yisum Daraisa very, very seriously. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Tes, Mishnah Dalet.